Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
And I'm ready. I know you guys are ready too. It's just a beautiful time in my life. I just hope all of you guys have plans that you stick to, and when they start coming, developing, you'll get this feeling too, man. My shit is really developing. I'm seeing it. This show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, where you can find a lot of information that you gonna need to fix that dating life you got, that poor dating life. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud, and do not forget my name has two D's in it for a double dose of this dynamite wisdom that I will be sharing with you. Now, seems to me you guys would know how much this show is needed. Both my shows, they're needed. This one, I kind of talk a little bit about them streets a little bit more. So, you know, if you own here, I guess that's where you're coming from. But supporting my show does not require you to spend money, but it does require you to participate. That's what I like. Participation, because on this show we be kicking it about, you know, different things, a lot of problems sometimes, solutions most times, in all kinds of relationships, streets or not. You know, we have to know what to do to handle them. You know, we think like this, or at least I be kicking it like this, because I want to be like more of a preemptive strike. You know, otherwise I give you things to think about before it's time to think about them, because when it's time to think about them, it's too late. You got to already know about them when it's time. So, you know, just remember, I am well aware that every goddamn relationship has a problem or two. Every motherfucker out there trying to send a bitch, you know, to do whatever the hell he's trying to send her to do, gonna have some problems. But as real men, you know, you got to know how to deal with your problems. You chose what you're doing. You chose what lane you in. So you got to know how to deal with that shit and keep both of your goddamn nuts, because that's the problem. You're surrendering, all of you. You're surrendering one of your nuts just to be around whoever you're around. And I'm sure you guys know that there's rules to this. And if you don't know the rules to the ABPs, you know what I'm saying, then you got a problem, because you should know that. That shit used to be free. I don't even give it out no more. It's in doggone chorus. It's in different things I'm saying, so you got to pay for whatever if that's the case, because I gave it away free for 3 years. And if you ain't been to my site, you know, and some shit is there, but not them. But, I'm thinking about putting that shit up there, because I'm tired of people asking me for it, because it is free. Go to AskRosebud@gmail.com, DownAndDirty101.com, either one. You can see hella shit. And I'm just going to go on and get into it. I just hope you guys realize that I'm genuine. That's what is the real important thing. 213 already up there. Let's see what's up, 213. What's happening, man?
OG, what up, man? This is Apollo.
What's happening, Apollo?
Cool it, man. So check it out. I got this situation. I want to run it by you. How would you play this? So I'm out here in these streets jigging, right? So long story short, I comes across a bitch who's already jamming off. She's doing like 15 racks a week. She's saying whatever happened with her mans and them ain't worked out, so she need a nigga to really chill with her at the bars and shit because she's hitting these Beverly Hills freaks.
Hey, Apollo, hold on. You called me last week, man, and I didn't really believe your story. Yeah, nah, I really don't believe your story. You don't sound like you're telling me the truth, man. Ain't no motherfucker going to be. Man, come on. I don't even want to hear that shit. That
what
shit
you
ain't
mean
true, man.
I called you last week? No, it really is true, bro. I'm dead serious. I'm not lying to you.
Well,
like, it's not a joke. But now I called last week. We built on some positive shit. But anyway.
Hey, look, I'm positive now, man. You know, I'm listening to tell this story, man, and people are listening. And as far as you telling the story, ain't no bra going to need no motherfucker. A motherfucker making 15 racks a week don't need no motherfucker to watch her back. Now, come on, man. I've been in them.
That's what I want to know. This is not what I do. I'm in the other life. That's why I'm asking you, like, how would you
play
this?
Hey, check it out. What you doing is faking on my show. Now, if you want to be on my show, I don't care. Just be your goddamn self. I can hear in your voice, in the words you're using, you ain't got no goddamn game, and you ain't had no motherfucking hoe. So quit talking like
you do. No, I don't
like
have a hoe, fam. I don't have a hoe.
You
said
last
time
some shit about you out doing this, you could do that, woo-woo.
Fam, I never said I was on the...
And I don't want that.
Bro, I never said I was in the game. I'm doing the other thing. Now, I really want help, and I'm doing some other shit in the streets. I'm not hoeing. I'm not pimping. I never said I was pimping. I came across something right now. The bitch is an escort. I'm out here. I'm really out here. She came across. She's an escort.
Hey, well, let me tell you what to do, man. Hey, hold on. I don't need to hear your story. Let me tell you what to do. Charge that bitch for her motherfucking money. Period. Break her. Then send her to get some more. That's all you got to do. And then you'll have that bitch, and if you don't pick up from there, then that's on you. But send the bitch. Fuck all that conversation. You probably do all that with the bitch. Who in the fuck want to talk to a bitch? She ain't paid me. Bitch, get your ass out here. Break me off whatever you got right now. Get your ass. Go get me some money. And then see you talking about driving her around. That's what you going to do because you talking about that escort bullshit. I ain't doing none of that goddamn shit. All right, bro. I gave
you
all the free game, man. Get an SW if you really want some game because that shit you got, they got to do number half. You fucking up. All right, you guys, I'm sorry to start off like that because now y'all got me fitting to talk. But the only thing I ask for as far as support, I want you to support me in the form of helping my show by asking motherfucking questions. You know, you could be like 213, call in with your fake shit, and I'm going to bust you out. It don't take me long. I could hear. And you heard that mother. All y'all heard him last week. All y'all heard him this week coming off like he, you know, about it. He ain't coming off like, you know, he's some motherfucker doing something else, just getting his feet wet. So what I'm saying is, if you're just getting your feet wet, say you're just getting your feet wet. I ain't going to expect too much. But what I'm saying is, if you're talking some shit as far as you, like you got some kind of goddamn game, I'm going to be already on point, and I'm going to be checking you. That's what my show about. I ain't finna hear it if your motherfucking ass ain't about it. So, now, if I don't get support, you know, you could bet I got other motherfucking paths that I could take with this station space. I ain't got to be doing no down and dirty show. So what I'm saying, put in your minds to support this show. And the support comes from your questions. Of course, I got the confidence courses that I live on. I've written 21 novels, 10 of them published. I got my audio books, and they're available on Amazon or any, all my shit is available on any outlet that lets you get e-books. I ain't got no physical books because I don't need one. I ain't got no place to store that shit. But the e-books are selling. All of them, all 10 of them, American Pimp 1 and 2, Invention Man 1 and 2, Fears, Time Will Tell, Thaddeus Gatto, Oh man, come on, them babies is out there. And you know why they out there? They out there because it's all a part of my plan to take care of my motherfucking self. I ain't trying to have no motherfucker that's just going to be listening to me or woo-woo-woo, whatever, buying my shit. Man, they might decide not to buy my shit. Then what I'm going to do? I ain't finna go swing no hammers. What I'm finna do is use my motherfucking head the whole time I'm living. And if I'm doing one thing, the only time I did one thing was when I was hustling. When I sold weed and all that kind of shit, sold cane and all that, nah, I ain't gambling. I ain't doing none of that because I knew, because I learned it in the pool hall, you know, real motherfuckers have what they do and that's what they do. And if they want to, you know, fuck around gambling, they can, but most of them don't. What I'm saying is I only sold them that shit. And then when I start pimping, I ain't selling nothing. I ain't trying to make another dollar doing shit. I don't want nobody to think nothing about me except I got my shit pimping hoes, slamming Rolls Royce dolls. That's what I did. Now, that's how I think. I do. I want you motherfuckers to understand, if you trying to learn how to get at a woman effectively, I can't do that shit for you. The only thing I can tell you is what getting at a woman effectively consists of. And then it's up to you. It's up to you to put this shit in order so you can fucking use it. At best, I can only make a few educated suggestions, and if you follow them, you'll see results. But I can't come follow them for you. The sooner you motherfuckers understand that I have taken all the elements that the street elements that attract bitches, I have taken all of those elements of attraction that women have for that attraction, and I have made this shit to where you can harness it without going out and fucking risking your neck. And you motherfuckers won't even take advantage of it because you got so much game. I don't give a fuck if you never take advantage of it, but I know this is what I've done. And if your motherfucking ass would quit being so scary and quit being, because see, I'll put you on Front Street fucking with me. You know, I ain't finna have you fucking with me thinking you putting some over my ass, because I can see through muddy water, spy dry land. I know what that shit means. So ain't no motherfucking going to be sitting up telling me what they do, and I can hear in their voice what they do. Ain't that a bitch? I've explained in layman terms, you know, little words. I've explained what the value of each piece of information is to catching a bitch. Now, I done told you why you sound like this. I told you why you need to have a flow. I done told you all that. But see, I gave it to you in bits and pieces. And your ass is so silly, you ain't going to, you know, keep notes. So what they do, go in one ear and out the other one. That's why I got the goddamn course. I keep telling you motherfuckers, I be spitting shit that's on the course. And if you want to have a goddamn 38 tablets, you could write the shit I'm spitting down. But why do that when you can get the motherfucking course? The sooner you accept that I got game like a motherfucker, the sooner you accept that, the sooner you're going to see the success that you want to see in catching women. Because I got shit jumping off for me. There ain't no whole bunch of bitches, don't get me wrong. I ain't got but one wife. But I know, because I try it all the time. I shoot. I do my thing just to see, make sure I'm sharp, because if one day my wife might not be here, whatever. I'm saying I'm going to catch me a bitch, because I know how to catch. I can show you how to walk. I can show you how to talk. And I can show you how to catch. But it's better if you have personal situations that you have to deal with that's going to bring you all the game you want, because action speaks way louder than words. I am sure you heard that a long time ago. And all that goddamn shit y'all be talking ain't shit. Oh, you fucking can't even talk it to a bitch. The only thing you, that motherfucking 213 can't even talk slick like that to a bitch, square ass motherfucker. And that's what I heard in his goddamn voice. So much square shit. Ain't no motherfucker with a bitch got have action at 15,000 gonna be asking me about how to charge. If he do, he gonna tell me I already played, you know, from 7,000. You know what I mean? But I wanna be breaking that bitch, man. I can understand some shit like that, punk ass motherfucker. See, scenarios that have occurred in your quest to catch bitches, let's say, and that stumped you, you got an avenue to take now. Just like 213. But no, he want to fake on me, and he make me do my private eye shit in 2 seconds and bust him. I thought this shit last time I was talking to him. But I say, nah, I'm going to let this nigga call me again, then I'm going to hear that bullshit. You know, because I'm talking about this a whole week later, and motherfucker still sound the same fucking with bitches. Come on, man. Motherfucker can't. Any goddamn way, if you motherfuckers out there really want to fuck with bitches, you got to have things happening to you. And you got to want to talk about them. If you don't want to talk about the shit that happened to you, how the fuck you gonna learn something? Because you already fucked up whatever happened. So if it's about you thinking about it, what are you gonna think about? How you fucked it up? Man, you gotta bring shit up. And we can kick it about the shit. But about you trying to pretend to be something you ain't, that's what I hate. Fake motherfuckers. Just bring me some shit and we can kick it. And you'll learn something significant to do about whatever the fuck we doing. I don't need you to prepare me for shit. I don't need you to explain nothing. The only thing I need is what's going on so we can kick it. Shoot me some questions. Shoot me some situations. Shoot me scenarios that we can kick it about, and you will be getting the directions you're looking for by us kicking it. But I should say you will be hearing the directions. You'll be hearing them. But what's more important, than that is, are you going to do the shit? Everybody, anybody with ears can hear. But you got to be a man about something to hear what you heard. Don't know nothing about it, but something about it resonated in your goddamn soul. You got to be a special motherfucker to get up from your dinner and walk out the door and the first motherfucker you see that fit the scenario, you add them down and dirty. You could be playing for a motherfucker to charge for his goddamn money, or you could be playing for a bitch. I don't give a fuck what you're doing, but if you about it, you're going to get up and go do it if you didn't heard some shit that resonated with you. And all you motherfuckers on here telling me how you my shit resonate, woo, woo, woo. Man, you motherfuckers ain't going out there and doing it. This is exactly why it's so important to have a template, something that you can go by to make sure you're following the right path. See, but y'all slow. Because you got a template every motherfucking Thursday, but you don't know how to use it. You just like me, a template to make a motherfucking machine that's going to turn metal into some kind of usable something other than metal. I don't fucking know what to do with that shit. They could put the template right in front of me. Man, Nah, see, you guys got a live template. You guys got a template that forms to what's going on at any moment with pertinent information. And you don't even want to fucking use the template. You get to hear conversations like the ones you will be having talking to me. But no, no, you would rather sit up and be sharp because, you know, you heard something slick to say. Yeah, you heard something slick to say, but are you going to do what you heard? See, if you don't know where to begin, you now have templates for various situations because I look out. I got things for what you say, what you do when you fucking with a broad, and the broad, you know, is kind of slick like this fool was asking me about. I got how you talk to her to let her see you ain't getting a fuck about her money unless she want to pay you, period. If she want to pay you, she can. If she don't want to or need you to talk her into it, you can just kiss my motherfucking ass, bitch. That ain't my job. Go get that shit to somebody else. Hurry the fuck up and get out of here. I ain't trying to have you tease me. That's holding a carrot in front of the horse to make the horse go fast. You guys ain't hip to that? Oh, yeah, I be making 15 racks every week, you know, woo, woo, woo. That's the carrot. Yoke horse ass, stupid ass motherfucker chasing the carrot. You got about a 2.5-foot neck, and the carrot is 3 feet away. No matter how you stretch, you ain't going to get it. But all you thinking about is I could get it. That's why broads do that shit. That's why broads drop a lug about them making money. They be saying, you know, I be trying. I've been out here, woo-woo, but I've been doing this. I've been getting paid, too, 4-7. You know, it don't matter, man. That's dropping lugs on you fools. And you fools be eating that shit up. Because she be saying this, if he say anything about this money, I'm going to get to play this sucker. Well, the only thing you can say is the proof is in the pudding, baby. You understand what I'm saying? Take your little ass out there and get me some now. And then come in here talking that goddamn shit, and I might have to listen to that shit. But about you telling me something and you already got some money? Man, come on, bitch. You could have saved that up from your welfare checks. I don't fucking know. You got to get mine now. That's how I'm talking. I ain't trying to let you, you know, play me about some damn money. You know, your motherfucking ass is a square-ass motherfucker talking to a real pimp. Come on, man. What is wrong with you guys? Now, oh, Rosebud, I don't want today. I better not fuck with him today. You shouldn't really fuck with me no days, not just today. But you are, so why don't you get some game? You fucking with me? Why don't you learn something? Shit, I ain't scared to share my shit. I ain't. I'm not scared. I just don't want to be giving my shit away to motherfuckers that don't deserve it. That's why I talk so much shit, so your scary ass won't come on the phone unless you a real motherfucker trying to fuck with Rosebud. Come on, man. You can listen to me, but you can't fuck with me unless you about it. So, I got conversation tools. From being in a park to being on the streets to being in a store to being at a stoplight to being at a group of women. I'm talking about just to name a few. I got all this shit. You will hear significantly different approaches to each situation, all ending in the same place, which is me not giving a fuck if the bitch come or not. I don't give a fuck if you come with me, bitch. I mean, excuse me, I don't give a fuck if you don't come with me. I only care. You only see something from me about you if you do come, bitch. I ain't thinking about you might come. Fuck you and what you might do. That's how I talk to a bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I don't give a fuck what you might do, whatever the fuck you telling me to dream about. I'm a fucking writer, bitch. I could think of some good shit for you. I ain't using my imagination to wonder what the fuck your punk ass could do. Get your ass out there, get me some motherfucking money tonight, and come back in proper, pay my black ass, and if I want to kick it, be able to listen, and if I want to go do whatever the fuck I'm going to do, sit your ass down, go to sleep, whatever you're going to do, don't ask me where I'm going, bitch. This is how I roll. Now, that's off the top of my fucking head. How many sentences did I use? How many times did I get lost? How many times did I have to say, I ain't doing that kind of shit. I don't stutter when it's about getting at a brawl. You know, I've been told my MP3s are dope and goes deeper into how to work magic on women in 20 minutes than the entire boot camp from them goddamn pickup artists. They be telling me they get more out of my free Sunday and Thursday night shows than they did from one of those $3,000 camps. I've been had that mentioned to me on more than one occasion. How come you ain't charging more for this? Because I ain't going to say that. I was finna say, because I ain't about the money. I am about the money. Don't get me wrong there. But I'm more about reaching you motherfuckers. That's why I do all this shit every Thursday and Sunday free, because I know some motherfucker is going to realize that this shit is too valuable to not get it all. And they know they got to get the course. That's the way, listen, fellas, my course is going to sell because people are going to listen to this shit. Now, they either going to like the shit or not. Now, if every single one of them liked it, that don't mean every single one of them is going to buy the shit. I don't think like that. I think, I don't give a fuck how many motherfuckers listen to, as long as some of them motherfuckers buy it. One, two, three, four, I don't care how many. That's why I have so many motherfuckers buying my shit. Because I let them know, man, I ain't talking into a goddamn thing. And no, I don't have no goddamn deals. Give me a deal, man, why don't you listen sometime? That'll be a great deal. Why don't I get a deal? And that's the only deal I need, motherfucker who get my shit, listen and do it. Now, shit, if that's the case, man. But I'm telling you, I have added the correct flavor of conversation's tone. In the MP3s, that I'm talking about, they show you how to use your inflection of your voice, you know, doing shit, you know, knowing, you know, how to sound and make that facial expression, knowing when to furrow your brow, knowing when to say something where she got to say, what did you say? Because sometimes you want her to come closer. I'm saying, I got shit that allow you to hear and get a real feel for what it takes to be down and dirty 24/7, 365. But it really isn't for you guys, because you guys are down on Thursdays and Sundays. And this shit I got is way over your motherfucking head. They give you the proper perspective you should have when you out trying to catch. But it's not, well, it is Thursday, but you ain't trying to catch on Thursday. You guys are waiting till the weekend. I ain't trying to make any of you motherfuckers who have described yourself or think of yourselves as Macs or players or hustlers or whatever word you describe yourself as, I ain't trying to make you insecure. It's just that my shit allows you to understand the feelings involved in living off your mind and your mind's flow of words. See, I'm trying to get all you motherfuckers to step it up a notch and be yourself and quit faking so that you can talk, so that you can prosper in this arena that you talking about you want to get in. I don't know why all you motherfuckers think you want to get in that arena faking like you do. man, if you any one of you motherfuckers go out there, they gonna pull your collar so fast. I mean, pull your coat so fast, they gonna know. Cause you guys don't even try to sound like you got some fucking game. Gee, Mr. Dixon, could I come and learn something from you? Already been out in the street 4 years getting myself some money. You motherfuckers be sounding like that. Talking about you doing something. Now, even if you don't really sound like that, that's how you be sounding to me. That's how my ears hear it. The main reason that I want you guys to step it up is that there's such people as players and hustlers. But what's so cold is that the major difference in what you do and what they do is as significant in as you trying to act like you got some game and don't. Just because somebody described or a description of whatever you think, blah, 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 suits you, don't mean it's you. You all take words that you define and you do to it what you've done with everything in your life. You learn the surface of what it is and do not go into what they do. You learn just enough to talk about it, and you don't know how to have a conversation about it. See, that's why y'all so fucked up. That's why y'all can't catch no bitch, because you don't want to get deeper into deeper than the surface. All you want to do is stay on the surface. Oh, yeah, I bought it, and... Man, if you want to stay on the surface, I don't care. I don't care. Shit. Almost most of you motherfuckers, all you care about is faking or pretending. When do you grow out of the fantasy of virtual reality? When do you get real with your goddamn self? I'm saying, when it comes to a woman, it shouldn't matter how attractive she is at the point of meeting her. As a matter of fact, I like sixes and lower. Because I know what I do for a woman. You guys are such idiots. You want the 10, and all the 10 thinking about is what the fuck you could do for her. You know what? What I could do for a 10 is show that bitch she really a 2. And what I could do to a motherfucking 2 is show that bitch she got the personality and the possibility to be a 10 because she can grow. 626, what's up?
Man, I'm just touching on what you're saying about always going for 10s and all that, because I used to always just want to find a bitch. And more or less, I still do. But just this last week, I've been listening to you. I heard you always be like, man, follow your actions. So last week, I was kind of like following my action on every type of female that I was getting at. And I ended up fucking with 4 new bitches that same week and fucking all 4 of them. So,
hey,
man,
well, I mean, if that's what you're doing, that's cool. But what I'm saying is that's all it takes. Hearing some shit, believing it, and doing it. And you're going to do whatever, you know. You catching bitches. I'm saying that's all it's about. A lot of motherfuckers ain't going to even take the step or the initiative to try some shit they heard because it sounds too fly and they don't want to fuck it up. If they try it, it won't be what they think it is, so they'll just keep it in the back of their mind as something real dope and think of it every once in a while. I'm glad you
exercised
what you learned,
bro.
You got anything else?
That's it, but I'll be just listening and chiming in. So go ahead, man.
All right, man, for sure. Okay, see, in reality, that's what will happen to most of you. See, how a woman look should be the very last thing you should see when you at her. Matter of fact, when you at a woman, she should look like a piece of steak. That should be all you see. is a fucking piece of steak that you wanted. You felt like having a steak tonight, and goddamn it, you're finally finna have it. That's how that bitch supposed to look. And if she's a big bitch, it's supposed to be a big old piece of steak. And if it's a little bitch, it's supposed to be a little piece of steak. And if she in between, the steak supposed to be in between sizes. Why? Because you don't give a fuck. It's all a meal to you. And you getting at her, regardless. You motherfuckers talking about you want a 10. You see a 10, you too scared to talk to her. Don't tell me I talk to them. They tell me, man, dudes never say nothing to me. They, 10s are the loneliest bitches in the world, but they supposed to be lonely because they, you know, you can't even fuck them good. They too busy looking in the mirror to see if their hair is all right or if their makeup messed up or not. I don't like 10s. They too fucking selfish. I can't stand a 10 bitch. Now, the difference between me and, let's say, a pickup artist is I know the motherfucking why of it all. And I know that shit because I didn't goddamn read no fucking book to learn this damn shit. I was out there and did the shit. And after I was through doing it, then I went to school and learned the psychology and the social aspects of what being social is involving, because that's all I was doing when I was out there pimping, being social, but I was being social with a purpose. I ain't out there, I'm out there saying, hey, what's going on? Hey, man, hey, baby, what's that? I'm saying all that goddamn shit, but I'm doing it with a purpose. I ain't just out there talking, because the more I look approachable, the more bitches going to want to approach me. And as soon as they start talking to me, I scare the shit out of them. Girl, you really don't want to fuck with me. So if I was you, I'd back the fuck up. Motherfucker look at me and say, ooh, you mean. That's right, baby. I'm mean. Hey, some bitches love that shit, though. I'm looking for them bitches. I'm going to run through so many bitches, it ain't going to be long for me to find that bitch. You know why I can find her? Because I know what the fuck I'm looking for. You heard me tell you if you got in the game. I ain't going to repeat it, though. I just told you. Just now. See, you guys want a 10. You don't know where she at. You don't know what she look like. How the fuck you going to find her? How in the fuck are you going to find that 10? Oh, because 10s are all over the place. So it ain't about finding her. Oh, it's about how you going to have the balls to walk up to that 10. How you going to have that? See, what happens with a dude like me, every so often, a 10 come up to me, approach me using that 10 shit. And when they do it, I just play that, you know, like I'm kind of, you know, square and woo, woo, woo. And gee, you know, can I do this or whatever? I ain't buying a bitch no drink. You know, I ain't doing none of that shit. But I'm going to talk to her. And then when it get to the point where I think I should say something to let her know, I'm going to say something to let her know. Baby, I hope you don't think my name Andy Gump. No, I don't think that will sound like you think that saying that shit you just said. You know, but if you don't think it, that's all I wanted to make sure of, is that you don't. Oh, no, I don't. See, I didn't handle her. That's how you supposed to handle bitches. You're supposed to take what they say and make it either good or bad. If it's good, say something to make her see you liked it. If it's bad, make her see something. Say something to make her see you don't like it. But either way, have a position. Oh, shit. I didn't just tell you something else. Hey, I don't give a fuck. Write it down. Learn it. I don't care. I care about the motherfucker that care about his goddamn self. And he stopped that faking bullshit. Get at my motherfucking ass, rosebud.com, and order my shit. I mean, paypal.com. And order my shit. I can do this shit because I ain't no fucking fake. I'm not no nerd motherfucker who then figured out how to write some shit down. I lived what the fuck I'm talking about. Everything I'm telling you, I didn't live it. I'm still living it. There's several reasons why you shouldn't pay attention to a woman's looks when you meet her. Do you know any of them? I doubt it. The main one is you don't want to be swayed by her beauty. Like all you motherfuckers are, don't know what the fuck to say to her because she's so fine. Another one is she gonna look hella different after dealing with you. I don't care if she is a 10, she ain't gonna look like what the fuck she gonna look like after kicking it with me for 2-3 days. I know dealing with me gonna make a woman way more beautiful than she is. That bitch gonna be a 14. I know it. She'll learn it. So I may as well show that motherfucker I know it by styling with the motherfucking bitch as I talk to her. Man, I don't sit and talk to no bitch unless that's what I want to do. I'm saying, man, I'm moving. I'm doing some shit. And you get that shit done as far as styling with her. You get that done by making little suggestions to compliment her lipstick or her hair or her clothes, but nothing to tell her that she fine. Goddamn, big girl, I'm something to you sure put that shit together you got on the way you wearing. It's kind of cool. You know, hey, I ain't going to tell her she fine. And if necessary, you know, show her what you're talking about it, you know, telling her that you can be a lot finer if you pull your hair to the side like this, grab her hair, pull her. She's going to say, damn, don't let nobody touch my hair. Oh, excuse me, baby. I just felt that close to you. I'm saying I got so much motherfucking shit to say to a bitch. See, you definitely do not want to sound like you're trying to change that bitch, nor do you want to sound like you're trying to improve that bitch. You want to sound as if you simply complimenting her and telling her something else she might not have thought of. See, this is the stuff that's detailed in my courses, how to make any woman a slave to what you say. There's a roadmap laid out for your motherfucking ass. Now, let's say you're speaking to a woman and you want to stand on principles that you didn't develop concerning women. Now, that's right. You have to have a set of principles. You have to have a set of principles to guide you when you're talking with a woman. Or didn't you know that? See, the first thing you do when you run into a woman who seems like she's giving you some action, the first thing you do is establish who you are. Not telling her your name. That's telling her your name. That don't establish who you are. You got to poke your chest out and have your shoulders back and say something strong to her. Because the most important thing at this point is to let that bitch see who she dealing with. Now, the way you can do this, let's say if you're in your car, you know, tell this bitch that let's take a ride. Then if you ain't in the car somewhere, tell her let's go for a ride. Or let's take a train. Or what? Not a bus, but I'm saying take some sort of scenic way to do something that's going to take a couple of hours. And this is something you don't normally do. But you got to do things that you don't normally do so you can get the bitch involved in things that she don't normally do. Because what you normally do is the same shit the bitch normally do. What you want to do? Bore the bitch? Man, I tell that bitch about some fucking trees or whatever the hell is on my mind, and I tell her about the petrified forest or some shit, you know, and did she know some trees is 2,000 years old and woo woo whoop, and let's go ride through this. You ain't doing nothing, are you, girl? Not really. Well, okay, it's going to take 2-3 hours. She just want to be cool. If she don't get to ride somewhere just to do it, Because niggas don't do that shit. Motherfuckers way too want some pussy to do that shit. Nah, they don't want the bitch. They want the motherfucking pussy. Man, you gotta learn what catches a bitch. Now, I done shared a lot of game with y'all. I'm not sharing no motherfucking more until I get two calls. I ain't gonna be quiet, but I could do something waiting on these goddamn calls. Because, shit, I hate just talking. I don't give a fuck that I had two people ask me some questions. I want two more. Can I get two more? Can I get two more? Well, see, guys, you don't care. I can say I'm gone. Uh-oh, somebody do care. 817. I see you, and I'm loving you. What's up, man? 817.
Hey, I'm just trying to find out how to get that American Pimp 2 book.
Man, you chicken shit, motherfucker. Hey, American
hey,
Pimp
2. Hey, that's all I want to be, baby.
American Pimp 2, all my books, bookbaby.com/Rosebud Billy Dose. Take you to my page.
I appreciate it, OG.
For sure, man. Be cool.
You too. Appreciate you.
See, the thing about me, man, I just know what my value is. I'm talking about to you. And I don't care. God, I keep saying that. I don't want to sound like I don't care. I don't really mean it like I'm saying it. But I don't, you know, really be caring about shit. Unless it's going to be, you don't have to be what I want. But I got to see what I'm thinking, or else I just ain't fucking with it. I'm saying, if you want some game, and you trying to have what it takes to be worthy of this game, then you got to do what it takes to be worthy. You just have to do it. And all of that is about show and tell. None of it is about conversation unless you are one-on-one with a bitch. Now, that's about conversation. But when it's about, you know, wanting to represent who you are, being outside, it's show and tell. You know, people can see. If you ain't got no game and you can't go up and talk to no bitch, ain't nobody going to let you talk to one. And when you do, they ain't going to let you have her. They going to interrupt you. Shit, they going to say, man, that wallflower motherfucker talking to that bitch, she must be loose. You go right over there and say something to her. I know y'all don't know nothing about this shit. That's how motherfuckers choose the motherfucker he gonna fuck with. You send the suckers out to fatten the frog for a snake. So, yeah, that's why, you know, the suckers can come in the club if they want to come in there, but they can't come with a pimps be standing. They can walk by, but they sure can't stop. Nigga, you ain't supposed to be over here. What the fuck wrong with you? Let them know. You guys don't have nothing like that. Only thing y'all got is whoever you don't like, you pull out your gun and shoot them. We didn't do that. When we didn't like a motherfucker, we rode on this bitch. Man, nigga, I ain't finna try to fight you about nothing, but I will serve your motherfucking ass. Yeah, that's what a pimp gonna do. I ain't got no time to be trying to box with your... Plus, motherfucker, you might get boxed. I ain't trying to get beat up out here. I say shit like that. Them motherfuckers, they just, nigga, you crazy, man. Yeah, I'm crazy with this motherfucking pin in my hand. But I know how to keep a motherfucker off me, and I ain't got no punk in me. And since I know that, I ain't got to prove shit to damn motherfucker. The only motherfucker going to find out is the motherfucker that need to find out. And that's the motherfucker that's fucking with me. Other than that, I ain't got to show damn motherfucker shit. I ain't got to act like nothing. All I'm going to do is make sure I'm representing. I'm representing. Do not fuck with me, period. I ain't no badass nigga, but I ain't no nigga to be fucked with. That's all you got to represent. And if you know how to do that, which I do, you obey. What I'm saying, you can't learn this shit in a book. You know, I'm slick. And I know what having a woman listening to me will do for her mentality concerning me. So while I'm going wherever, talking about these goddamn trees, I'm going to be getting her full trust. Because where we going, I'm gonna be like a tour guide, and I'm gonna be telling her about different shit, you know, as we pass it, whatever. Even if I just now rode down this street for the first time, I'm gonna say some shit. That bitch gonna get tuned in to me, and I'm just gonna be able to have that much more trust with just a little effort of being me. Me, I'm different. I ain't being like everybody else. Now, what I'm saying is, her listening to me as we ride, her listening to me tell her about these trees here, you know. See those trees right there? They was here when California was owned by the doggone Mexicans. I don't know that shit, but I'm sure fun to tell her that shit. Then I'm going to tell her a story about it. And she's going to be listening to me. And listening to me is going to help form a type of trust. And by me guiding her the whole time, she's going to be getting used to talking, you know, taking what I say at face value. What I'm saying is I plot. That's what you do. ABPs, always be playing. Yeah, ABPs always be plotting. Yeah, ABPs always be pimping. You know, the word pimp, you motherfuckers, is an acronym. And it means pride in my pimping. Those are what the letters mean. So if you ain't got that, you ain't got no business being out there. I know all the shit I just told you. And I also know to use the time that wherever we going, there and back, to make myself endure to this motherfucker by making conversation that includes her as much as it does me. And what I'm saying is, this is preparing this broad to like me. She don't know it, but I do. 404, what's happening?
Rosebud, what's good, man? It's D, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Ain't shit, man. I was just curious. I wanted to know, do you change your approach depending on the bitch, maybe race, creed, background, color, or do you kind of stick to the same, you know, or is it dependent on how the bitch vibing is how you get out of it?
Man,
you
change
it, like,
I change
say,
my approach, but it ain't because of the bitch. It's because of whatever I'm thinking when I, you know, look at whoever it is, whatever I'm finna say.
Right.
See, a broad don't move me like that. I'm saying a 10, a 4, I might say the same thing to either one of them and mean it just as much. You know, what I'm saying is, you know, you can't let no broad determine what you say. Because what you say could be said to a bitch. It don't matter this
right.
bitch or that bitch. You know, it could be said to a bitch you're talking to because what you're doing is a conversation and you ain't trying to have that particular bitch. You're trying to have any bitch. Any bitch that listen
right.
to you. Any bitch that kick it with you. That's how we roll. And then when you get her, you got to see what she need to improve her looks, her disposition, everything, and you got to provide it for her because she going to be paying you. And, you know, whatever the average motherfucker wait for in a week, even when he got a good job, bitches give you that every night. So, shit, ain't no
right.
way you can't do nothing for the bitch. You understand what I'm saying? You know, if you
mm-hmm.
got a broad that actually is lesser than you would prefer, then it's up to you, and it's actually on you to make her be what you prefer. Because if you can't change a bitch, then you don't know bitches. Look at, I don't know about you, but you could look at a bitch that I had. Let's say we had a picture. She's a cute bitch, whatever. We had a picture when I first met her. Then you could look at her 3 weeks, whatever, a month later, you wouldn't even recognize the bitch. Because she didn't got filled with the bud.
and
she got an identity. You know, I give her an identity. It could be lipstick, it could be some rouge, it could be whatever, but she discovers who she is on her own, and once she do, that's yo, bitch. 20 years at least. See, the fine bitches, 2 months, 3 months, woo-woo, whatever, as long as you giving them something until you realize she ain't worth shit. But, you know, them bitches you make see they fine, them bitches be with you forever. There ain't no amount of money, too much money, for them to give you. Just remember that, bro. That's free game. That's why you ought to listen to this show all the time.
All right. Damn right.
Now, I really don't believe that any of you believe you can learn this shit I'm kicking in a motherfucking book. But if, let's say it was in a book or there was some way for you to get, how much would you pay right now if you knew for a fact you could derive a woman from what I just said? Otherwise, from what you think and the way you represent it, how much would you pay to be able to catch? I'm not asking for no money. I'm just saying, it's a truly valuable something to have. And this is my value, because this is what a piece, just a piece, a small piece of the hair of the information that I got for you. And it's free. We kick it like this every show. And what you don't do is have things important enough to you that you'll phrase a particular question that you can ask. You'll just wait and play it by ear and do it on the fly, like you do everything else. And I'm saying, if you do everything else like that, you see you ain't got shit, you ain't gonna have shit, never gonna be shit if you keep doing that shit. So that's on you. After the first time talking to a broad, you know, one of the keys to catching her is when you speak of things in the future that you want to do. You got to leave room for her to, you know, include her thoughts. But I'm saying you got to draw a picture. The things to do when you're speaking to a woman and how to make these things effective, all that, I hate to say it, but it's in my damn course. 626, you back. Let's see what's up. What's happening, man?
What's the most important thing you could do to gain more confidence?
What's the what?
Most important, or not most important, but what's something that you would recommend you could do to gain more confidence in yourself? Because that's what it all boils down to, is confidence or self-worth.
Well, man, you asking the wrong person, because I'm going to tell you to get in SWU and get my course to get this confidence. The most important thing you could do is to decide whether or not you need confidence. And if you think you need confidence in some area or not, you better find a way that's going to help you gain it. And what I'm saying is, I don't know you, but if you ain't found it by now, you ain't going to find it. That's because you don't know what you're looking for. I believe that, and I don't even know you. Sound like it's the first time you called in. I ain't saying you ain't shit. I'm saying you guys don't think. Why would you call in unless you think my shit is not proper? Because, and if that's the case, these people that's waiting to talk with her have all that press one. You fucked up motherfucker, your shit ain't shit. Woo woo, you be hearing all that shit. You don't never hear that shit. I'm on every Thursday and Sunday. Ain't blocking nobody to press one. I don't get those kind of calls because my shit is real. So, to answer your question in honesty, go to AskRosebud.com. Check out the website, especially the SWU page, read about it, see what it's all about, and see if you want to fade it. If not, you ain't obligated to shit. Just do what you want to do. All right, bro?
Got you.
Right on. So, my thing is, I mean, I know you're supposed to have a purpose. And I know what you do should have a purpose. And I be wondering how many of you out there see the purpose and value of the course I'm talking about, yet you're still skeptical. I be wondering that shit. How many of these motherfuckers still skeptical about me and my product? Because if you notice, I don't have no bunch of shit to sell your damn ass. It's the same thing. I do write, so I'm going to have different books, and, you know, I make shit, so I'm going to have different shit that I might have, but it ain't really products. It would be if, let's say, I made something and a gang of motherfuckers wanted it, but that ain't never happened. So what I'm saying is I just am proud to be able to create shit. So on my site, I got to store a lot of that shit. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing except for what I created. But a lot of that shit got to do with Sidewalk University. Some of that shit got to do with the course. So I'm saying you can go there and learn some shit. Now, one thing that you guys need to do, or at least accept, is that you need to try some of these things that you have heard me talking about these past, whatever, couple of weeks. You got to see if what I'm saying is true. And if you're trying to get some knowledge on catching women, the shit I'm saying should help you out. And actually, I'm going to give you a scenario to catch in. And this is after you talk, you got to have a car now. Let's say you talking to whoever you talking to, and it's getting cool, woo-woo, and y'all end up finna go somewhere to get a snow cone. And so you got to get in the car, her car or yours, it don't really matter. But in this car, in this ride, you need to make a phone call to another woman. And you need to make an excuse as to why you can't make this particular date with her. Now, of course, me, you square motherfuckers would try to actually call somebody. Me, I wouldn't even call nobody for real. I would be playing with nobody be on the phone. But she wouldn't know that. 254, what's happening?
What's going on, Rosebud? It's Big Steve from Texas.
What's happening, bro?
Man, I'm out here trying to be on my ABPs, man, and I'm living proof that this course is the shit, bro.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of guys don't want no target practice. And what I mean by
they don't want no what?
Practice, they don't want no target practice.
Oh, they don't want to get in the field.
Exactly, but here's what I mean when I say target practice. I'm not talking about getting out there shooting a target. I'm talking about getting out there knowing how to be the target. Because as long as you know how to take that heat, you can stand against any of that shit that come against you.
Hey,
now,
that was some slick shit right there,
it.
Man. Hey, wait. That was some slick shit right there. Because I thought you was talking about, you know, target practice at them bitches. But you saying a motherfucker got to know how to be the target. That's actually saying what I'm saying when I tell everybody to always feel like you on stage and everybody watching you. But that was another way to put it, which I liked, man. Target practice. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. That's the number one reason why I fuck with you, brother, because we can relate and we can learn from each other. Now,
yeah.
Everything that I'm talking about, it applies to me because I use it. Ever since I've been in this course, man, I do certain things to try to cultivate myself so I can be in my confidence. I mean, the way I walk, the way I talk. When I see women, even if I don't care to try to get to know them, I speak to them. I look at them in the eye and I say a kind word to them, you know. I saw an old lady, 60-something years old, man, looking like she was my grandma. And I walked up to her and I said, good afternoon, young lady, how you doing? Man, that old lady lit up. Oh, I like you. I said, well, if you keep talking
to me,
you'll be a whole
lot
better.
Listen, let me make a comment. Let me make a comment, man. See, fellas, all you guys hearing this shit, you know, of course, this dude is on my payroll, and I got him saying this shit because, you know, I'm that kind of nigga. But the truth of the matter is, this brother getting what he getting because he putting his work in. He getting something out of it because he's applying whatever information come out of it to him to him. And I love that, man. And that's why you sound like you sound. That's why you seeing what you seeing, because you're not playing. You're not just taking it for information. You know, it's information that does you no good unless you utilize it and you realize that. One of the few people to realize it, I might say, too, bro.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, well, man, come on, man. I can't keep talking to you, man. You got another question? Fine, but I got too many things to say. Come on, what's your question?
Hey, go ahead, brother. I'm good, man. I can get past it. Go ahead. You have a good day.
All right, man. You too. Thanks for calling. All right, you guys. See, I love that shit. I really do. See, what I'm saying about when you got this bra in the car, and you make an excuse to somebody on the phone as you know, to why you can't make a date. See, it's like this. When you meet a new woman, she needs to know, she needs to be aware of the kind of man you are. And the sooner she knows you're not weak for pussy, the better. The more she can see about you, the better prepared you are to speak on any of her concerns about you. So, about this phone call, naturally, she's going to be concerned about you being a player since she heard your conversation, which you purposely allowed her to hear. She thinks she overheard it, even though y'all in the same car. Now, if she say something about it, you got to look dead into her eyes and say, baby, I'm sure you don't want a man that nobody else wants, do you? And then crack up. You got to let her know this shit is funny. Now, if she doesn't say anything about it, just tell her, girl, riding with you made me realize how much I didn't want to go out with that other. You know, just make up something, how much I didn't want to go over. Whatever you're going to say, just make it up. Cap off what you did as far as the phone call. You cap it off. It only takes a sentence. Now, there's two things you're establishing at this point. First, first and foremost, you're letting her know that you're not afraid for her to know you talk to other women. You letting her know that right off the top. Secondly, you establishing that you are indeed a player. And if this is done correctly, she's not going to want to leave. She's just going to say, man, I'm scared of you. You know, something like that. She more than likely is going to want to scoot closer to you because she's going to see you as an honest man. Everything I talk about has thought out reasoning in it. I don't just be talking. I don't tell you things to do simply because I got something to say for you to do. I be telling you things to do that if you commit to doing them, it's going to do something to your overall well-being. See, once you've done this, you know, the way I'm saying do it, you're going to have to be quiet for a few minutes. You're going to have to let that woman marinate in her thoughts. And you got to understand this. You got to allow any woman sometimes to marinate in their thoughts from time to time when you're talking to them. You can't be afraid to have her thinking. So your being quiet will signal to her that there may be something wrong. And she's going to want to tell you you know, she's going to want you to tell her what it is. You know, smile. If she says something wrong, you smile and look at her, but don't volunteer no information. You just fucking be quiet. Hey, listen, that sounds easy, but you motherfuckers be quiet when you ain't got shit to say. It's hard as fuck to be quiet when you do have something to say. I'm telling you, but don't you volunteer no information. Now, let me tell you what you're doing here. What you're doing here is making her make a mental commitment to you. Now, this is not a commitment of marriage or anything that serious. But you making her make a commitment to accepting you as who you are. Now, can any one of you motherfuckers see the game in what I just said? Anybody? Well, I should have lit up, but I guess not. Man, you guys, I feel sorry for you guys. Excuse me, Lena, is that you? Oh, thought somebody was at my door. The game, never mind, I ain't going to even tell you. If you can't see it and you don't want to ask about it, I ain't got nothing for you. See, this shit is very important for you to do. And it's just as important for you to allow it to develop on its own. So, 713, let's see what's happening with you. What's up, 713?
Hey, Professor, can you repeat what you just said, man?
About what?
You were saying, did we see the game in it? I guess I'm going to have to go back and listen if you forgot.
Yeah, you do, man, because I said a whole bunch of shit. It was a whole big scenario, and you got to listen to the scenario, and it's a long one, and I go off. You know how I do. And you have to hear what's going on, man, in the end, because there's some real game in there, man, as far as what I was trying to get doing. You'll see it, man. 626, what's up with you?
Basically getting the bitch to follow you, and whatever comes next is pretty much she volunteered for whatever comes next because she already know what you're about. That's what I got from
her. Hey, well, bro, that's the game. You're right. So what I'm saying is what you're doing at that point is running shit by her that's significant about you without you putting her in the interview type mode. You making her think she's just enjoying herself. Therefore, all these things you're telling her is an enjoyable type state of mind as far as how she's hearing it. So she's going to receive it like this. So in this particular instance, you don't really try to do nothing but drop her off at home when you get ready. She going to remember you forever, man. And she going to call you that night. I know this. It happens all the time. But that's right, bro. You're absolutely right. You didn't tell her everything about you, and you didn't made her get more or less on your schedule and your time frame, man. That's dope. Yes, sir.
Dope.
All right. Okay, so that's actually the true answer. And see, I keep telling you guys that nothing should happen by accident when you had a woman. A woman can feel it when you controlling her. And feeling it gives her a feeling. And she fucking loved that feeling. In any romance, for her, it's the next best feeling to sex. For her to realize that you're controlling everything and she don't have to be on guard. And the reason she's going to accept that she don't have to be on guard is because she's going to realize you've been controlling her. And she wasn't on guard. Matter of fact, she was off guard. She will never tell you that, you know, she really loves you to be in control of the situation. But you can tell by her silence when you're talking. She's just waiting for you to say something. And what you should say, girl, you really like listening to me, don't you? Make her say, yeah, I do. Because what is she doing? Telling herself that she likes listening to you. See, these are things that a woman will not do at the same time. unless you have full control over her. You got to have control over her thoughts at that moment and her actions, which only involves you having the correct timing, conversation, and flow. You remember we spoke on timing and flow, right? You won't have to ask her to be quiet, because a woman will automatically submit to a man she sees can handle himself. So she you'll never see a woman be quiet and submit at the same, very rarely. But she will do it. This is the kind of man she's been going out to meet ever since she's been going out. A man with a sense of himself. They really, you guys don't believe it. He just talking shit. I am talking shit, but it ain't bullshit. It's the real shit. There are qualities that you got to show quickly in a conversation if you really want to catch. You need this female to know you are fearless, not foolish, but fearless when it comes to dealing with women, and you can handle any situation that comes up. That's why you do it so quickly, and that's why you ain't going to ever back away from it. Another skill is rephrasing. You know, you have to know how to take a sentence she said and reword it and make it mean something that you want it to mean. And if you could do it in a humorous way, the more the better. These things are gems, real gems, because you can do it tonight. Another important skill is knowing when and how to lighten the mood up. I mean, all the details of this shit is in my course. How to rephrase is a skill you need. How to know how to lighten the mood up, you got to have it. I mean, I speak about paying attention to what is actually going on as opposed to thinking something is going on. That's why you got that. 713, you back. What's up?
Professor, man, I just want to thank you, man. I know you're in the generativity phase. I just want to thank you for blessing us, man. I don't want to interrupt your flow, but I just want to thank you, man. You really blessing us out here. Appreciate you.
Hey, that's what, man, you're welcome, and that's what I try to do. I try to bless people that listen, and people that listen going to get blessed, man, because I'm just, you know how we do it, man, and thanks. Okay, see, I don't think it's a good thing to think something is going on. I think if you think something's going on and you're not sure, you got to figure out something real quick to make yourself know what it is or what it's not. You know, sometimes when you out and you had a woman, you know, things get too serious much too quickly for her, you know, so a mood lightener is necessary. And mastering the skill of the ability to lighten moods is going to pay you big dividends in your future. You got to keep in mind, whenever you with a woman, that your objective is to get her to want to come be with you. You're never out there simply talking. I don't have idle conversation, and I don't think you should either. I wish I would shoot the breeze with some motherfucking broad. Your biggest mistake is when you don't think you have to catch the woman. You think if they speak to you, they're supposed to automatically come to you. Most of you really think that. You'll say, oh, man, I ain't that stupid. But why you don't have no conversation then? Why you don't have things to do that will allow you to speak to her in a way that's going to expose who you are? See, that's just some more fantasy that you done made up to believe to keep you from having to believe what the fuck I'm telling you. That's on you. Your conversation is weak at best, and you want to say the woman ain't shit. 734, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing too much, man. What's happening?
Nothing much, man. It's rolling, man.
All right.
It's funny. I was sitting here thinking about when you was talking about, you know, putting your putting yourself in your mind of the way you was thinking, because it was like earlier at work I met this chick and she was pretty or whatever, but you know when I was talking to her I found out she had a twin sister that went there, that worked there too, and talking to her, you know, I'm flirting with her but not really getting at her for real. I come to the crib and go to the gas station and I'll be a motherfucker if her twin sister don't walk in the gas station on me. And shit, basically just give me all kind of action. But it was funny because before I went to the gas station, I told myself, I said, when I get over here, I'm going to see a bitch over here. I know I'm going to see a bitch. I made sure, you know what I'm saying, it was looking good and everything. And when I got there, I'll be a motherfucker if her twin sister didn't walk in that bitch. She was looking good to the motherfucker, too. And, she,
hey,
you know, she didn't
good.
Give me her phone number.
Sometimes you can will shit to happen, man. Look, you got anything else? Because I got a couple more things and I'm going to cut out.
That's all I got, man.
Hey, that was some good shit, though, man. Right on. So, see, the thing is, if you don't have no confidence in your conversation, which you can't have confidence in your conversation if you're not a worldly man, meaning if you don't know things about current events, about societal norms, you got to know this kind of shit. See, it's you who ain't shit, and you know it. You're supposed to use this as an opportunity to show this woman who she'll be dealing with, but you're going to be sitting there fumbling around, searching for conversation, because you don't believe in having an arsenal. You don't believe in being prepared. Remember your ABPs. Always be playing, always be plotting, but you could always be prepared. So before you take off or leave with this woman that's been a ride with you, have second thoughts and decide you'll give her a rain check. Simply tell her, you know what, I don't want to ride around with somebody as fine as you and simply be talking. I probably should let you out. Now, if the bitch get out, fuck her. But 9 out of 10 times, you done charmed her. If she get out, she was going to take you on a journey only to refuse when you drop what you wanted on her. So, that's why you change your mind and tell her you probably should go. Now, if she doesn't, she don't want to get out, then you relax. And you can stay at her. This is how simple this shit is once you start knowing how to play. You got to always be playing. That's the ABPs. Plan is you saying something right now, knowing the effect it's going to have on her 10 minutes from now. You're setting it up right now. And then later on when it comes, so you seen you didn't play. Everything was a play after you set it up. And that's what you got to do. You got to be playing. You have to play your hand. And if you're in the right frame of mind, she gonna realize your value. You gotta remember, if she's in the car already, she already like you. So you don't have to be any other than the real you at this point. Just don't take the conversation to sex. And you gotta remember, you done already played your hand. You didn't play your hand slickly, and you didn't show her a couple of ways that you didn't make this woman want you. So all you have to do is lure her in with sexual overtones, you know, licking your lips, a nice smile, you know, making your lips look a little bigger, you know. See, people like me use sex. Sex don't use me. This is a major difference between me and the rest of the dudes in my position. I can, without a shadow of a doubt, prove to you I am correct when I assert that women pay us to be with us. I'm telling you, you can prove it to yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt why I think I'm a motherfucker, and I am, because dudes like us, women pay us to be with us. Now, that in itself should account for something. Now, you guys, quiet guys, I don't care. I know I've been spitting lately, you know, and you guys just want to get, you know, laced. I understand, you know, but I'm so fucking happy about my damn school. And believe it or not, they think that I hate them, but believe it or not, them motherfuckers making breakthroughs, and I'm seeing it more and more. And I may was going a little fast with them motherfuckers, but you know what? We gonna just stay down. Hey, I'm out.